Sports.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, my friends. Special holiday edition. Yes, it's welcome to September. Is it a September morning or September afternoon, depending on where you are? We got a special edition, a conversational edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show as we kick into a new month here, and it is the Labor Day holiday weekend in studio. An old friend, someone who is on a mission and shares a passion that we have for health freedom, healing liberty, and he's done a lot around planet Earth to help that along the way. You've probably heard of him. His name, Dr. Joseph Mercola from Mercola.com. Dr. Joseph Mercola, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Robert.
How cool is this? What a nice way to kick off September.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I think one of the things I want to start with, and we'll get into if anybody would like to call in live on the air, we'll get you the phone numbers. They're listed in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. But one of the big news from our friend Sayer G, who you know, he sent it out to us all from Green Med Info. The United Nations, it's UNICEF. This is the group within the UN that's promoting vaccines for children all over the planet Earth as if it's, you know, a benign gift from God. And we've covered this, and you've covered it, been writing about it and talking about it for years. And now they're evidently surveilling Mercola.com, Natural News, Green Med Info, Back Truth, all of these sites, because I think we're winning. I mean, I think we're getting the word out. I mean, otherwise, why would a United Nations program want to be looking at what we're doing?
Well, I don't know that we're winning. I think that the vaccination rates are actually going up, unfortunately. It's a real challenge to spread the truth about this and give people the information so they can make an educated choice. But we are certainly targeted. There's no question about that, because they have the tools now to analyze where most of the people who are refusing to donate to vaccinate their children are getting the information from. So they've been very cleverly and understanding what the sources of the content are, and they're targeting those of us who are providing this information.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, though, when I say winning, I guess it's rough to kind of put it in terms of winning and losing. I think the idea of injecting children with the things that are in vaccines is a losing proposition, unless your goal is to harm, even though many folks have been duped into believing that, they're, like I said, it's a benign injection that protects people from anything or everything. But if we look at the consciousness shifting, I guess we take it to almost a spiritual level. I look at this as a spiritual warfare scenario, because if you inject toxic heavy metals and other things into people, even if they're intelligent, it's going to affect their impact to think and act on information.
Well, it's not going to help them. It can do one of two, three things. It could help them, hurt them, or have no effect. And we think for the most part, it probably has a negative impact on their health for most people. Some quite severe, some hardly at all, but it's still not going to be beneficial, because you're not, the main purpose is to provide immunity to an infection of yours, and it does it in a route which you were never naturally exposed to. I mean, we never got these immunizations before, and the intention or the belief that they're seeking to do their propaganda is that this is the way to stimulate your immune system, when we know there's far more effective ways, such as natural exposure and building our own immune system with things that we know are helpful, such as exposure to vitamin D, which we fortunately can still do this time of year for most people. Safe exposure, and if not in the winter, then you can have a safe tanning bed. You can always swallow oral vitamin D, but that's certainly the least best of all three options. But then sugar, processed foods, eating plenty of fermented foods, especially cultured foods that are high in vitamin K2, because we know that our gut bacteria, which outnumber us 10 to 1, have probably one of the most profound influences on our immune system. And sleeping and having tools to address stress. So when you have all these variables, then you build up your own immune system. And then when you're exposed to the infection in the wild, then you build up natural immunity that lasts essentially the rest of your life rather than the short-term stuff that doesn't work at all, and certainly for even brains that they're... That may not even be a vaccine.
Yeah, I found it funny. They admitted that these vaccines don't work forever, like the whooping cough returning in vaccinated populations. Of course, they try to blame those who are not vaccinated, but we've covered some scientific studies now that are showing that, in fact, it could be as much as double the cases in fully vaccinated populations of whooping cough. But the idea that your immune system would suffer amnesia suddenly after a while because of what the vaccines did, it just seemed absurd.
It's a fake immunity. Yeah, yeah, there's no question. But they're using this observation and this this ineffectiveness of the vaccine, essentially, as a justification to increase and add yet more additional doses of vaccine.
Yeah.
And that's the answer. Just add some more.
Just more, yes.
Yeah, more.
We have that American concept of a little is good, more is better. Of course, I've claimed ownership of my American heritage. At the same time, divorced myself from a lot of it, particularly going into homeopathic medicine, where less became more. But it was such a counterintuitive concept when it was all macro pharmacology. How do we impact the body's chemistry? We alter it, but we've got to believe that the body is just a lump of chemicals. There is no consciousness, and energy doesn't matter. Although those so-called people that are skeptics to what we talk about, when they're tired, they don't say they're out of molecules.
No.
I mean, that's just the irony of it all. It is ultimately all about energy.
I believe so. We don't talk it about that much on our site because it's poorly understood, and really we've got so many issues to address that there's just no question the science is all on our side. So we kind of stay away from those areas, but I personally believe that's an enormous influence on our health.
Yeah, being a target of, like I said, we opened today talking about the United Nations, the UNICEF program, now looking or very concerned about things in Europe. And so the impact of this radio show, Natural News, Mercola.com, is a global impact. It's not just limited to the borders of the United States or even Canada. And so when I saw this story come out, that's why the concept of we're winning. The fact is, even if it's a small percentage, it's a small percentage they perceive as we cannot let go of these folks because it's only going to mushroom from there. Because once one person speaks of it, just the attack you see on parents or Jenny McCarthy, who has a child.
That you're into Mother Gaia, right? That concept. And I'm not going to argue with anybody on this. I want you to follow your bliss, live a peaceful, loving life, lead by example, and don't try to force people to live or believe the way you do. Just lead by example and show them the betterness of your ways, right? But now the dolphins are being also brought into this. The dolphins, not the Miami Dolphins. The dolphins in the ocean. Yeah, and I'm getting you. Listen to this title. This is on CBS, VC, and it says, marine biologist, hundreds of dolphins could be dying from measles-like virus. Hundreds of dolphins could be dying from measles-like virus.
Measles-like.
Measles-like. That's like, what the hell is this? Now the dolphins are getting measles, what? Or, no, it's measles-like. Measles-like.
Oh,
what is it?
Well, you know, no herd immunity in the dolphins. Is it a herd? What if you put a bunch of dolphins together, what do they call that?
A school of dolphins?
Is it a school of dolphins?
I don't know. Well, somebody will call in and let us know. By the way, you can call up. If you want to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show live on the air through naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com and our affiliates all over planet Earth, you can call in right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It's that simple. Now, the school of dolphins, I'm just making that up as I go. But what I'm not making up is this article. They're telling you it's measles-like. That's the headline, okay? So I'm just telling you, this is how the propaganda is playing out, even to those who are not religious, but they love dolphins. So we don't want to get only target the homeschoolers and the churchgoers. We want to target the marine biologists and the wannabe marine biologists. And so the headline says it. So you read through this entire article, and nowhere in there did they actually link a scientific paper, article, peer-reviewed literature that this is a virus that's like measles, except for the fact that a marine biologist by the name of Kim Durham said that this type of virus resembles measles.
Well, why couldn't it have been? They were dying from an Ebola-like virus.
Sure, yeah, why it looked right? like that. Or why couldn't it be a chickenpox virus? The dolphins right. have the shingles. But no, that's it's right. measles-like. And I'm telling you, the reason for this is that they've got to now ratchet up the fear that measles is on the return and everybody should be vaccinated. And they're even going after dolphins with this idea.
Dolphins.
Yeah, because right. the pretty dolphins are just, screwing it up. They're screwing it up. Their brains are so large.
A commercial with Flipper on it or something like that to try and convince people to get their measles shot, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Get your measles shot. Flipper says so. So it's a desperation ploy on the fact. And listen, think about this. Vaccines do contribute to autism. Some would say direct cause. Some would say indirect. There's a lot of reasons. So we've covered it many times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But the reality is you can recover from measles. In fact, you will. 99.9 out of 100 times you will. With a basically functioning intact immune system, you help your children by having sunlight exposure. You help them by promoting good liver function. You give them selenium. We'll talk about these things. There's homeopathic medicines that deal with measles and chickenpox and rubella and mumps and all of that. And so we can get children through these diseases and they'll be stronger for it, less inclined for chronic diseases, less inclined for cancer. Yet nothing about that in the propaganda campaign to promote what? Vaccine awareness? No. Measles awareness. We want you to get your right. measles shot. And they're not telling you the truth about measles. Right. You can get through it. We have the tools. That includes the sovereign silver that we love so much. We've got some good sovereign silver stories. We got questions of the day. We got questions of the day coming in through the robertscottbell.com website as well. And you can get updates there.
Heard.
And yes?
Heard. It is heard. A herd. See?
Heard.
Our fantastic board op chain.
Say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We're back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I have a feeling that UNICEF was not liking what we were talking about, Dr. Mercola.
We got word.
Could be. We had some connection difficulties. My apologies to all of our affiliates for that, but we're back on now. We'll hope to hold it together for you. RobertScottBell.com. We're on with Dr. Joseph Mercola. Hey, Tom, I also hear the other show feed going through my headset. Sorry about that. But Dr. Mercola is at Mercola.com. Of course, we're heard around the world through Natural News Radio as well as GCN. Sundays, of course, 1 to 3 in the afternoon, and Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern time. And, you know, I'm not sure where we lost some of it, but it's certainly I think the GMO issue is as important an issue to discuss and also a winning issue. Because there are a lot of folks that are having a great deal of difficulty arguing for that other than to say generically, well, how do we expect to feed the world without GMOs?
Yes, yeah, so they have a whole variety of essentially a pack of lies and propaganda that they use to disseminate through their network of quote-unquote research scientists and certainly the media to support what their claims are, which just aren't really true for the most part. And the reason I had mentioned that is you had talked about targeting by UNICEF, but you know they are also targeting it. We have a PowerPoint presentation that was given at a recent large biotech conference where one of the presenters showed about five individuals, myself being one of them, as being targeted as sources of information to really tell the truth about what they're doing. So, but I think that's good because we are winning. I'm very confident. There's just no doubt in my mind that we will ultimately have victory. Last week in Chicago, I interviewed Dr. Don Huber, who is a professor emeritus from Purdue University and a plant pathologist and really probably the leading expert in the world on GMOs. And he provided some really insightful information. The fact that 85% of the genetically modified foods, do you know what their primary reason they're genetically modified for?
Well, I think it's primarily to carry some sort of a pesticide or something that...
Well, resistance to a pesticide.
Right.
Not a pesticide, an herbicide called glyphosate.
Right.
So it's basically Roundup resistance is what is transferred. And the actual gene that's spliced into, which is, that's a whole other area of lack of safety and not unproven documented safety, is how they do this transfer. But assuming that there is no damage or danger from the actual gene, well, and I don't think that's a given. It's not been proven, and I have some very serious concerns about it. And certainly for BT toxin, which is the other one, which is an insecticide,
right,
pesticide that is being manufactured by corn primarily, but there's, I think, cottonseed has it too, that essentially seeks to provide the same type of pesticide resistance that is used by plants. But it's integrated into every cell of the body. And normally when we use this in nature, it's sprayed on and it's rapidly broken down and metabolized. But when it's integrated into this every cell of the plant, that actually is going into the use, into the gut and into the biology of everyone eating it. And that's a potent pesticide. And one of the other propaganda claims is that that the use of GMO crops will actually reduce the use.
Right, that was a big selling point, was it not?
But they don't even factor this in, the fact that every plant that has BT toxin in it is being essentially given to everyone to eat. And you cannot wash it off. It's integrated into every cell. It's physically impossible. But that's the BT toxin, which is, you know, you definitely want to avoid. But this other issue is the glyphosate. Do you know how many pounds of glyphosate they're spreading every year on the planet?
I'd say too much, but of course you're going to take it to the real level. What is
nearly a billion pounds a year, 880 million pounds, and increases every year. So, and if it was a benign product, that wouldn't be an issue. But Dr. Huber made it very clear that this Roundup, chemical named glyphosate, is probably, and in his view, and he's a world-class expert, far more toxic than DDT. Far more toxic than DDT. And we're spraying nearly a billion pounds a year every year. Primarily, I mean, this chemical existed long before the introduction of GMO crops. It was like 20 years it was before. And then it's creating these super weeds. But it also is a potent metal chelator that can have enormous problems in hormones in your body, plus with fertility. We've known quite really clear how it's massively decimated fertility issues with these animals.
Well, let's talk about this, the health of the planet and everybody on it at stake today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special in-studio conversation with Dr. Joseph Mercola. If you'd like to be part of the show, check out the show links at robertscottbell.com, and there are phone numbers you can dial in to be here with us. The power to heal is yours. I'm just here to remind you, Dr. Mercola's helped me out today. We're glad to have you with us. So stick with us, and the power to heal will be yours as well.
Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, the mission is going out to planet Earth through the Robert Scott Bell Show each week here on GCN and Natural News Radio, and in fact, five additional days of the week. So whatever station you're listening right now, you can let them know that they can pick up the voice of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And I'm joined right now by another one of those voices. His name, Dr. Joseph Mercola from Mercola.com. He's been at it for a long time, making an impact out there and talking about his passions, and that includes the issue of the GMOs, which we're still discussing. We may get more into vaccinations and such. You can call us if you'd like to be live on the air with us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We were talking a little bit off the air, Dr. Joseph Mercola, about the GMO continuing, the glyphosate versus DDT. Now, we're not here to be advocates of DDT, but we can understand the argument that they made to use it all those years ago and what impact it had that we could measure to say there may have been some positive.
Yeah, probably a few million lives were saved from eradicating a specific strain of mosquitoes that were infected with the malaria parasite. So as a result of that, millions of lives were saved, and you could make a pretty strong justification for using it, but there's no similar justification for the use of glyphosate.
Well, and also if we look back on that and say, is this the idea that once they had this level of success that they were convinced that there was no turning back, no stopping, no need to even assess the potential dangers for their, let's say, interventions in this way. I mean, they could say, well, look at how successful we were, and now they turned a blind eye to those who said environmentally, this could be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was for a completely different purpose. But yet it still was banned and outlawed in the United States, DDT.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure of the specific reasons for it, but it might maybe damaging endangered species like eagles.
Sure.
It was decreasing the thickness of their eggs for shells, I believe, but there might have been some other reason.
Well, and also we would acknowledge and recognize that within the field of natural medicine, supplementation, that there are ways, even homeopathy got its start dealing with malaria, of all things. I mean, that's the origin point. So it's kind of stepping back and saying, do we need a monopoly? And even from, I don't want a homeopathy. Homeopathic monopoly, but I mean, these guys on the other side of the equation feel like anybody that gets into their territory has to be somehow squashed, even if we have to lie about it.
Suppress the competition, it seems to be the marching orders.
Mm-hmm. And so that suppression is kind of the antithesis of what we do in holistic medicine and homeopathic medicine, but even in terms of the ability to operate in a marketplace that has become so artificial. You know, this idea that we can eat things out of plastic containers in a microwave. I mean, I'm not saying it's unique to America, but certainly we came up with a lot of bad ideas in the 20th century.
We sure did.
Yeah.
And the 21st.
And the 21st,
It continues right along.
Yeah.
I mean, technology is a great thing. I love technology. I love the exponential increase in many areas of technology and all the benefits that it provides us. But it has to be consciously and selectively and wisely applied, otherwise it could lead to significant disasters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're dealing with that. I mean, I think the generalized, immune suppression in childhood, I've called vaccination the gateway drug, for better lack of a better way to say it, to a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical intervention. I mean, you don't even give these kids an opportunity to develop naturally. Immediately from the get-go, they're born, you say, well, before this kid sneaks away from mom's breast and starts doing intravenous drugs or has wild sex orgies, we're going to hit them with a hepatitis V vaccine. It's just a B, I should say. But it seems absurd, but we also have to step back from it to see it as an absurdity.
Well, part of that is because of specific business strategy. The FDA requires that new drugs be licensed, and that process has become progressively more expensive. When I first started practicing, it was about $250 million. Now it's a few billion dollars, I believe, to get a new drug approved. So, and it's becoming progressively more difficult to identify new drugs. So they've realized that the vaccine, and then there's certainly liability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we looked at the Vioxx, which I was one of the first people to publicly warn about, eventually taken off the market after killing 60,000 people. At the time, in 2004, I believe, was thought to generate $25 billion in lawsuits and liability, but I believe they settled for like a few billion.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's a liability. With vaccines, it's a lot easier. The cost to introduce this vaccine is much reduced. But here's the big issue. There's no liability.
Mm-hmm.
And they can cause the federal regulatory authorities to essentially mandate these to be required for virtually everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a brilliant business model.
Right.
You know, and these guys are sharp. They're very clever. They're using very sophisticated techniques. So you cannot fault them from a business perspective, but you certainly can from a human physiological or biological perspective.
Mm-hmm. If we're talking about getting this word out, which you've been doing through the new media before it was even coined, the phrase the new media,
mm-hmm.
Through Mercola.com and what we've been doing on our own with talk radio and also talk radio via the Internet, we are able to get the message out in a much less or completely unfiltered way.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we recognize that as more people are impacted, the people within that old media model are also impacted, their family members or their kids. So we're seeing breaks in the dam there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your experience as far as you've done a lot of media over the years, interaction as far as some level of hostility. I mean, I've talked about the Quackbusters often. It's very interesting what I see now. The karmic loop seems to be closing down on those skeptics, if you will. And a lot of their illegality is coming to light as well. So we're having some success there. But have you been let me just say it this way. Have you been invited to do a lot more of those main medias, mainstream media outlets? And are you preparing to do so?
I'm in the process of preparing to do so because you have to be very... well trained, because when you go into the arenas with the lions and the tigers. But the skeptics, I don't know that they, I mean, there's certain specific skeptics like Quackwatch and Stephen Barrett that are really engaged in quite a, what looks a few losing legal battles. But the whole skeptic community is really well aligned. They're very clever too, and they tend to target federal regulatory agencies, like the FDA, the FTC, state medical boards, and even the Better Business Bureau. And they've used every single one of those against me personally. So, resulting in enormous time, effort, and energy and legal expenses. For essentially what results in nothing more than frivolous cases, but they target you. And then as a result of this targeting, they're able to generate negative PR and discredit you through those means.
Well, and of course, if it doesn't outright eliminate you, their goal, I see, is to tie you up into various energy or economic expenditures, so you limit the amount that you could be moving directly towards this transformation, I believe, in consciousness through real information.
Yes, it does. I mean, it just definitely is distracts from what our main target information that we need to provide. But it's an important battle, and if they're not going to do it to me, they're going to do it to someone else. So at least we're occupying them for the time being.
Yeah, and I've seen some things recently with some medical media pundits, like on CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon. You know, I've criticized him when he said, I take Tylenol if I get the flu. I don't think that's a very good strategy. But at the same time, he came out recently and said, I was duped about cannabis. And he was honest about that. He says, I didn't read the science the way I should have. I just accepted the information as it was presented to me. And therefore, he said, I duped everybody else as well. I think that was one fascinating issue that even I recognized in my childhood. We were told that this plant that God created is a villainous, evil, you know, mastermind that's going to go out and get you and terminate you, when it turns out it has a lot of medicinal value.
Yes, it does. And as most plants do. I mean, certainly they can be abused or used in ways that are not optimized for human health. But I think it's good to see that change occurring with him. He said some other things, specifically when I can remember when he was interviewing Dr. Offit and let him get away with craziness, where Offit was claiming. Offit is aligned with Merck. He has their chair at the university where he's teaching at, and has been given at least $30 million that we know of from Merck. So he was defending, he wrote a book about megavitamins, something about the magic, I forget what the title
was. Yeah, he used magic. We actually played a little bit of that interview, and I could hear Sanjay Gupta was stunned by some of the statements. You could see it on his face that
He didn't challenge
him
for it.
No.
And, you know, a statement like that vitamins, like he said, claimed that Vioxx, remember, he's a spokesman for Merck. Merck made Vioxx. Said that vitamins are more dangerous than Vioxx.
Right.
Is that the segment you played?
Yeah, that would be
played.
And you could hear Gupta's stunned, but he's stunned silence. He didn't challenge him. At the same time, you could see, what the hell is going on here? Even a guy who's a drug shill, how do you get away with a statement like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just shocking. I mean, Vioxx killed 60,000 people. There is no reported case in the last 25 or 30 years of a vitamins killing anyone. I mean, in fact, the converse is, there's many studies showing that it helps people, it prevents disease, it saves lives. But you got knuckleheads like Offit going up and getting away with this stuff on CNN, big media.
Yeah, well, economic conflicts of interest. But, you know, how do we answer to those folks when say, well, you guys are just trying to sell natural things in the same way? And I'm thinking, you know, there's an economic order to the universe when you're allowed to provide, let's say, supplements, substances in a free market. You're not coercing anybody.
Right.
You're not deceiving anybody. I think that's a distinction they're never making in this regard.
Absolutely. As opposed to the compulsory, mandatory use of these many of these medications. And, you know, if you decide to choose not to vaccinate your children, it's essentially eliminates you from the public health, not public health, but the public education system, unless you have some type of waiver. But those waivers are seeking to eliminate most of them,
making it much more difficult to do so, indeed. Well, we're talking with Dr. Joseph Mercola today on the Robert Scadvel Show special in-studio conversation. If you'd like to be part of the show, we'll get you a toll-free number. You can always go to robertscadvel.com. You can sign up for email alerts there. You can sign up for email alerts at mercola.com if you're not already getting the information that's being delivered each and every day. Now, how are you keeping up with? I mean, you're doing not only the research, you're writing, you're doing a lot of videos now as well, putting that out, interviews.
Do video interviews. One of my new passions. I've had three careers now. I'm entering my third career. First was a physician, second was an internet educator, and now I'm merging into high-performance agriculture, which is an alternative to GMOs, because we can feed the world without GMOs. We can do more than that. We can actually save the planet.
Well, that's where we're going to go today with Dr. Mercola, high-performance agriculture. We've been talking a lot about the need for all of us to start growing our own food. Can we do it more efficiently than ever before? We desperately need to do that. Check it out online. All the links are up at robertscadvel.com. We've got an interesting conversation with Dr. Joe Mercola. Still, we're in the midst of it now. So if you want to know about high-performance agriculture, stick with us. The food is going to get even more delicious. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In studio, rocking the health world with Dr. Joseph Mercola. And we just transitioned. We've been talking vaccines, which is always a topic here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've been talking GMOs as well. Now we're kind of moving towards probably the most important. And it's hard to say what's the most important, but feeding people, I'd say it's pretty darn important. Feeding yourself, your family, especially with concerns I have regarding the knowledge of the economics on planet Earth right now with the inevitable collapse of a fiat money system, much like trying to feed the planet Twinkies and expecting that they're going to be healthy. You can't feed the planet economically with paper that is devoid of any kind of attachment to something that that holds value, that has some level of scarcity. And of course, there are unconstitutional aspects of that, but when we talk about something you just brought up, high-performance agriculture, Dr. Mercola, high-performance agriculture. I think of my years as a teenager in Georgia with muscle cars, high-performance muscle cars. It was like, we're not talking about putting big cubic-inch engines to run your garden. What are we talking about, this high-performance?
We're talking about very similar to human health, where one of the major primary goals is to optimize your gut flora, because bacterial number is 10 to 1. And if you don't do that, you won't be healthy. Similarly, the soil has its own microbiology and ecology. And there's fungi and bacteria and protozoa and parasites in there that, if they're not at the right levels, they can't possibly nourish the plant. And in addition to that, it's understanding the mineral analysis of the soil and rebalancing that. So there's a lot of things you can do to optimize that, which is compost and compost tea. Mm-hmm. And it's a long, extensive discussion, but I think for the limited time we have now, it might be wise to focus on things that everyone can do, even if you're a college freshman that lives in a dormitory. And we all know that we are not eating enough vegetables. That's essentially, it's just almost everyone is not eating enough vegetables. It's a universal challenge because they don't taste as good as obviously some of the other foods. So mm-hmm. One of the best vegetables you can possibly have are sprouts. Why? Because they're far more concentrated nutrition. And there's certain sprouts like sunflower and pea, although sunflower is my favorite, that have up to 30 times the nutrition of a regular plant mm-hmm. that you could grow organically in your backyard. 30 times the nutrition. So, and sunflower sprouts are relatively easy to grow. Plus, you can buy a 25-pound bag. They're not cheap, but you could buy it organically, of course. And it will produce hundreds of pounds of food for you. And yes, fresh food, food full of vitality. And it only takes about a week to grow grow them before they're ready to harvest. So, you know, most, if you have an outside garden, it's going to take you months before you're able to harvest your food. But with this, you're looking at 1 week. Mm-hmm. And the easiest and the best way, and the one way that I pretty much use every day, is to have them in your salad. And I don't even use lettuce anymore. I just use sunflower seeds as my primary vegetable. And I have about almost anywhere from 6 to 8 ounces of sunflower seeds a day. So, sprouted sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that I would encourage everyone to do. I mean, it's just doesn't make sense not to do it. And it's a wonderful tool in light of the financial challenges that we, most people that have the philosophical orientation that we do would believe that it's imminent at some point.
My teenage son is going to be thrilled to hear this because he loves sunflower sprouts.
Yeah.
And he grows them at the school, the little Montessori program they have. And he just walks by and starts picking them and eating them out. And I think kids will really dig it if they learn. Yeah. It's harder to take a kid that's grown up on junk food and fast food to tap into that. But if you raise your kids with that kind of concept, It's exciting to know that they grew it and that they're eating it. Yeah. And there's that connection that I lost in my generation. We never had that connection to growing things like I'm seeing my kids grow with.
Yeah, it's so easy to do. And normally I recommend that people, you know, make whatever's they're going to eat in a few days and then repeat that process every few days. So you have this constant supply that you didn't have to refrigerate. I mean, you couldn't harvest any fresher. You're cutting it and eating it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just about the best possible way to get vegetable nutrition into your body.
And the sprouting, as you mentioned, college kids and on campus, you're talking about the ability to even grow indoor in a windowsill.
I mean, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, ideally, you ideally need some sunlight, otherwise they won't be green, but mm-hmm. you certainly can do it inside. Yeah, and normally, even if you have the opportunity to go outside, I only put them out for the last day, 24 hours before I'm going to eat them. So.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we've got lots more to discuss on this topic of supercharging your health, your life with high-performance agriculture. Dr. Joe Mercola is my guest. Conversation in studio. Having a great time here. If you'd like to call in, give us a call, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Just say thanks to our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. More with Dr. Mercola on the other side of the break. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.